Iowa plays a big role in the presidential election process because it hosts the nation's first nominating contest. The state is overwhelmingly white. That's beginning to change with the growth of the Latino population. And NPR's Sarah McCammon reports that activists are stepping up their efforts to engage Latinos in the 2016 election.
Amparo Ramos grew up in Panama. She says she's been in the U.S. for 3 decades and finally became a citizen last year. Next year, she says, she can't wait to take part in the Iowa caucuses.
I want to be part of that feeling, that caucusing, you know, and I've never done it in my life.
Ramos is part of a demographic shift in Iowa. Latinos still make up less than 6% of the state's population, but their numbers have more than doubled since 2000. For newcomers, the state's caucus system can be tricky to navigate. Ramos works as a banker, and she says many of her Spanish-speaking customers face barriers to getting involved.
Some people don't have the money. You know, they're working the weekends, they work anytime.
The caucuses are held in the evening so people can attend after work. But Ramos notes that many of her customers work in the service industry, so that doesn't help them. Also, the system is more complicated than a primary where you just cast a ballot. Caucuses are meetings that follow a sophisticated set of rules for choosing candidates.
Well, it's like playing a poker game. You have to know how to play poker or play chess.
That's Joe Enriquez Henry of the League of United Latin American Citizens. At the Latino Heritage Festival in Des Moines last month, he sat at a table covered with brochures in English and Spanish, wearing a sticker that read, "Latinos like to caucus."
So we're trying to, you know, we're introducing the need to caucus.
Henry estimates that fewer than 1,000 Latinos took part in the 2012 caucuses. He wants at least 10,000 to show up at Republican and Democratic caucus sites in 2016. A tall order, but Henry says this is an important election for Latinos. He points to comments from candidates like Republican Donald Trump, who referred to Mexican immigrants as rapists.
There is anti-Latino sentiment that's being promoted. There's a certain amount of racism going on. It's important for our community to fight back on that.
Henry says just over 1/3 of Iowa's Latinos are Democrats, a small number are Republicans, and a majority are independent. He wants that group to show up at Republican caucus sites to force discussions on issues like a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. Henry's group is hiring 6 staffers to make phone calls, knock on doors, and run caucus training sessions in counties with large Latino populations. Other activists are doing similar work.
We have voter registration information, caucus information. We have citizens.
Like the Latino Forum of Central Iowa, a nonpartisan group that hosted a civic engagement tent at the festival with information about voting. Organizers say they invited all the major presidential campaigns, but only 2 candidates accepted, both running for the Democratic nomination. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Latino voters are important for both parties, not just during the caucuses, but for the future as their numbers grow. Iowa GOP Chairman Jeff Kaufman says Republicans can reach Latinos by emphasizing family values and self-reliance, and they need to.
A party that is not reaching out to new groups is a party that is dying, not living.
Kaufman says Latinos already make up the swing vote in some of Iowa's legislative districts, and they could play a key role in the outcome of next year's general election as the population of this swing state continues to change. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.